Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
What did it say? Genesis 13:2. It's as plain as it can get. Abraham was rich. Repeat after me, y'all. Genesis 13:2. Say, Abraham was rich.
Abraham was rich.
Come on, say it again. Abraham was rich.
Abraham was rich.
In livestock. Silver. And gold. So, you know what? I said that scripture to break religion off. That's for those people who say, back in the days, only tithes was given in crops. LOL. Mm. Well, why did Abraham have plenty of silver and gold if only tithes was given in crops? Man, you better learn your... I'm a student of this word. Don't let nobody bamboozle you. Learn the word of God. It say he was rich in silver and gold. If it was only given Abraham... This is an Old Testament. If only tithes was given in crops, why did he have silver and gold? That ain't what the Word of God says.
That's right.
Why did Jesus tell him to get a gold coin out of a fish mouth to pay the publicans and tax collectors?
Come on.
Money even back then. My God, come on now.
Man.
That's Shandako. Breaking this religion off of your mind today, keeping you from not having a project mentality to walk as king.
Amen.
What does the Bible say in Job? It talks about Job was one of the richest in all the lands. What does the Bible say? Jesus became poor so that we might become rich. People say that meant spiritually. Well, if that means spiritually, why the Bible say as it is in heaven, as it is on earth?
Amen.
That means whatever's in heaven can happen here down on earth. No, that ain't just spiritually, but that was a physical context as well.
Amen.
He became poor, so we right here on earth could become wealthy. Because a king can't do... Have you ever seen a poor king?
No.
What does the Bible say? The Bible says we called to be kings and priests. Have you ever seen a poor king? That don't make sense, do it. Have you ever seen a poor president of the United States? Have you ever seen that? Them dudes got millions. Number one, look at Donald Trump. Even before Donald Trump, Obama, even before that, the Clintons and the Bushes, they was all rich, and they still rich today. Have you ever seen a poor king? What can a king do that's poor? The Bible says we called to be kings and priests, not just priests. But the issue is most preachers, they operating out of the priestly, but not operating out of the kingly. When you begin to operate in the kingly, you don't just operate as a preacher. I don't gotta go like this. I'm so religious. I gotta go. And the Lord said, saints, turn your Bibles to Job 1. I don't have to operate out of formality. I don't gotta operate like that.
Yes.
I'm a king. I'm not a preacher. I don't go by the religion or traditions of man. I go by the culture of heaven.
Amen.
Most preachers are operating from the aspect of the priestly, but not the kingly. He said we are called to be kings and priests.
Amen.
Amen.
But what happens is a lot of people operate as preachers, but they don't know how to operate as business owners. They operate as preachers and teachers, but all they can do is teach people how to move in the supernatural, but not move in supernatural business, supernatural finances.
Yeah. Mm.
Or some people don't even believe in the supernatural. They just believe in the good old practical word.
Yeah.
But really, that ain't the good old practical word, because the good old practical word talk about supernatural.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to break this off of y'all today. Some of y'all got religious mindsets, and you're going to die broke. I got to be honest with you. Some of y'all are going to die broke. The Bible does say this. The Bible says, we shall have the poor with us always.
Yes.
But Jesus didn't say that the poor would be with him always. Catch that revelation.
Mm-hmm.
He said the poor be with y'all. They ain't going to be with me.
Amen.
Because in heaven,
I'm on
streets of gold, baby. In
That's
heaven,
right. Yeah.
All the treasures of my fathers are at my hands.
Yeah.
They will be with you, not with me.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Amen.
I want to break you. There shouldn't be no reason that foreign people come over here and they do better than you. It shouldn't be no reason that foreign people that's not even Christians or believers, they come over here and they financially prospering and they ain't selling no dope or drugs.
Yeah.
That's a business mindset. It should not be any reason that they coming over here doing better than you and you was born in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I know you ain't gonna like
that.
I grew up like that, man. Cause you can't talk to me like that. I grew up in one of the worst cities in America, where when it's called now. I grew up in Chirac. Mm. I grew up in the ghetto, in the projects. You can't talk to me about that. I know about that life. So listen, so that ain't an excuse that we don't have the best schools and all of that. The school I graduated from is called Inglewood Preparatory Academy High School. I graduated from Inglewood in the ghetto where my chances of living was zero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm facing bullets. Black disciples on the bus of my head. I'm in a gang war every day, me and my brother. So I made it, so it ain't no excuse.
Amen.
We don't got good schools. I don't hear that. I didn't go, quote unquote, to a good school, but I made it.
Amen.
That's just a black man. That's not even a black. That's a enslaved mentality.
Slave mentality.
Yes,
come on.
That's right.
And I hate to say it, but a lot of black people got that mentality.
That's
it's the
right.
truth.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Listen to me. I'm not scared of no. I'm not scared of whoever in office. I'm not running out of my country.
Amen.
And they don't dictate how my finances is. I serve the president named Jesus.
Amen.
But I also apply his principles.
Amen.
All of this and all of the black people talking about, the president Donald Trump, man, get your jelly back self out of here.
Come on.
You scared. God ain't give you no fear to fear, but you supposed to be a believer?
Come on now.
Jesus.
You ain't following his kingdom principles.
Hey.
I ain't even got to the meat of my word yet.
Good, good.
I want to tell you the difference between alms, first fruit, tithes, and offerings, because a lot of people don't know that. There's a difference with that. I'm going to touch this, and then I'm going to close it. There's a difference from first fruit, alms, tithes, and offerings, y'all. Alms is not tithes.
Amen.
Tithes is not alms. Look up the word alms and you will see for yourself what it means. Alms is giving to somebody that is needy, less fortunate, or in poverty. That's alms.
Yes.
Tithes is paying a tenth of every increase.
Okay.
Yep.
Offerings, seed, that's something extra. I often tell people that The window of heaven is open from your tithe, but the seed is what determines what comes through that window.
You're right. Wow. You're absolutely right.
Wow, wow.
So
that's right.
If I get paid $500 a week, I'm going to pay not off my $500, my net, but I'm going to pay off my gross, whatever that was, off of that $500. Plus, I'm going to throw an extra $10, $20 seed on top of that. Because not only do I want him to protect me and I want him to open a window wide, but I want him to put something big through the window. And that's what my extra seed does.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm giving you principles. And the next one, me and my wife going to teach, because we're going to get into the deepness of it and show you what me and my wife do. We can pick up and go to any city and make it in America. It's
Say
a
it
reason
again.
For that. It's a reason for that. It's a reason for that. Tithes, alms, first fruit, offerings, seeds, they're not the same. That's just like saying I'm paying my rent and then I'm going to pay my car note. Your car note is not the same as your rent. It's different. And each of those give different outcomes. When you give the first fruit, you will get blessed, but you will receive a different blessing. When you give alms, you will be blessed, but you will receive a different blessing. Tithes, mm-hmm. offerings, so forth.
Yep.
A lot of people don't understand this. Mm-hmm. They have not been educated because a lot of pastors don't want to teach on it. But I'm going to say this. I'm telling you, pastors, if you don't, especially pastors under me, you should preach on this at least once every 2 or 3 months. Or having the Spirit lead you. Because what happened is, if you don't teach your people how to give, you're raising broke Christians. You're raising
mm-hmm.
Christians with a poverty mindset. And what happened is, you'll begin to struggle. And then when you look in the offering basket on Sunday, you'll begin to get grieved and depressed.
Mm.
But when you teach, you constantly keep it before the people, leaders, it gets deep in their spirit. One or two things will happen. It'll either draw them, or to either drive them. Now, if it drives them away from you, then you rejoice and praise God. You didn't want them a part of your church, no way. Because
that's
all
right.
They are dead weight. They don't want to receive. They constantly reject. But if mm-hmm. it draws them, you rejoice all the more because you want a soul to the kingdom of God. Everybody is not God's children.
Amen.
The Bible says mm-hmm. that there are children of wrath. Children of the devil. Everything and everybody is God's creation, but God's children are those who follow and obey his mandate, his principles, his laws. Remember what I told you in the beginning. A principle, a law creates change. It shifts or it does something in the components of your function. So those who obey God's law, God's principles, God shifts their life, shifts their mentality, shifts their atmosphere. But those who don't, they remain the same year after year after year after year. Every time you look at them, they got a sad story. Pray for me. Pray for me. I was dealing with this lady for the last 2 years. She's been asking us to pray for her finances. I was releasing miracles like crazy in her life. She getting $10,000, $5,000, $2,000 increase when I released the miracles. Then she wasn't even tithing. She wasn't even sowing or nothing. But I released these miracles into her life. And now 2 years later, she's still in the same poverty mindset. I told y'all, a miracle is a one-time thing, but a breakthrough is a lifetime thing.
And
in order to receive breakthrough, you got to follow kingdom principles. You have to tithe and tithe consistently.
Yep, every month.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to tithe and tithe consistently. But there are also other supernatural secrets in that. People, you can't say that you're a tither if you tithe one time and then 2 months ago, that was the last time you tithe. That's not a tither. Tither is consistency.
Amen.
When you be consistent with God, he will be consistent with you. Consistency shows God or expresses to God that you are serious.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, we can be consistent with opening up our legs.
Uh-oh.
A lot of us can be consistent with cheating God. A lot of us can be consistent with claiming more than what we supposed to other people's kids on our tax returns. That's illegal, by the way.
Amen.
That's illegal. And also, that'll catch up to you. For those of you all who don't know, that'll catch up to you. I know because I did it years ago. I'm not ashamed of it. I did it. And it caught up to me, and I had to pay thousands. That's over with. That's not a part of my life now.
Amen.
I've been paid that off. So you're not getting over anybody. The IRS will come for their money.
Guaranteed.
A lot of us can be consistent when watching Beyonce and Jay-Z or whoever, Migo Boys or whatever. We can be consistent with that, but we can't be consistent in the things of God. We can't be consistent to even give God a dime, 10 cents off every dollar.
Amen.
My Lord.
Jesus. But then we cry. I'm in poverty. Pastors, listen to me, pastors. Leaders. Don't allow people to use you up.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come to you for prayer week after week, but they don't want to listen to what you got to say.
Amen. You're right.
If you do that, you either a pastor that don't know, which is ignorance, or you are a stupid pastor. I know that's harsh words, but it's the truth. If you do that, if you allow people to use you up, you either a pastor that don't know or a leader that don't know. Now, if you don't know, that's different. You operating in ignorance, that's different. But if you do know and you allow it to happen, you're not a sacrificial lamb. That ain't cute. Jesus is the only sacrificial lamb. He already done paid that price. You are stupid. You operating in stupidity. And what stupid gets, stupid does.
Yep.
You will end up looking like you 100 years old and you only 30 years old and you pastor. But you allow people to use you up, people that always got their hand out, they want to take out of your hand, but they don't want to learn how to receive what God has placed in your hand through kingdom principles.
Mm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
You excited because you got you a prayer line. You a new prophet. You got your prayer line. You're going to pray for 100 people if they come on there. You doing it because you doing God's will. Praise God for you.
Amen.
But after a while, that gets old, especially if they only come in to take, and they're not trying to support your vision. That gets old. Then next thing you know, you're going to be ranting on Facebook. Why don't nobody support ministries and all of that?
Amen.
But I'm telling you this because I want to see you make it financially. Leaders, sometimes you got to tell people no. You know what my wife does? My wife get a lot. She get a lot of messages. People that starting to come to her for prayer, and she'll pray for them, but she say no. You don't just need prayer. You need supernatural strategy.
Mm. Amen.
Sometimes you got to say no. It don't make you a saint just because you're trying to save the world. You can't save the world no way. Jesus couldn't even save the world. He died for the world, but the Bible say everybody not going to make heaven. So he didn't save the world. Yeah, that's hard facts, ain't it? But it's true.
Amen.
The Bible says hell enlarges itself daily.
Yep.
Some people not going to make it. So don't try to save the world, but try to save those you assigned to. Those you assigned to, they're going to appreciate your teachings. They're going to appreciate your wisdom. They're going to appreciate you talking about how they can prosper instead of rejecting it. Then you'll have some tares within the wheat. God will do the separating.
Amen.
I'm going to say this and then I'm done. Listen to me.
Great teaching.
When you say, I only tithe because it's the right thing to do, that's a good notion. I used to say the same thing. So one day my wife looked at me and she said, Apostle, why you keep saying that you tithe because that's the right thing to do? She said, number one, you tithe because it's God's kingdom covenant. But number two, you should tithe because you want to receive more.
Amen.
I said, what you talking about? What you talking about, babe? She said, what did God say? He said, try me in this. Test me in this.
Uh-huh.
I want to prove to you that I'm not worthy. So God is telling you to test him to see won't he give you more.
Amen.
So, yes, it's good to have in your heart that you want to tithe because it's a good thing and all of that. But to be honest with yourself, you want to tithe because you want to see more come back into your storehouse.
Be a
That's
cheer.
Right.
Amen.
Change the religious thinking. It's okay. You're not going to go to hell for that.
Come on, Dan.
Amen.
You're not going to go to hell for that. Matter of fact, you're going to be wiser because you're going to begin to tithe more. Glory to God. I don't want to get off into it, but I boast into the things of the Lord. If I told you how much me and my wife give every month, it'll make you be like, your eyes will get wide, you'll be like, wow, or it'll make you grieved in your spirit because some of us ain't even giving a dime to God.
My Lord.
Why do you think when people sow into my ministry, they get miracles, financially, healing, all of that?
Uh-huh.
The only reason they get these miracles is because I live a life not only of holiness, but I apply God's kingdom principles.
Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, it wouldn't work. Instead of people getting healed, people will be getting cancer. Instead of people getting financial breakthrough, they'll be getting financial lack. But it's because we practice what we preach. God wants you to prosper above all things, in your health, even as your soul prospers. God has mighty things for y'all, but you have to change your thinking. You have to change to the kingdom. You know what kingdom is? Kingdom is the culture of heaven. Kingdom is being sensitive to the needs of the citizens of God. That's kingdom. And I'm done with this. Juanita Bynum, years ago, she was sitting in a hotel. It was a big conference they was having in the city she was in. All these preachers and the women with the big hats and the suits on, they began to come in. They was like, wow, that's Juanita Bynum sitting in the lobby on the couch. And after that, they rolled their eyes and they kept on going. Juanita Bynum at that time in her life, she was hungry. She didn't have any food. She was homeless. They had just locked the door on her for her room. She didn't have any money on her key card. It was a young lady that worked downstairs at a barista bar or something, where they sold food and drinks. And she looked and she said, "Miss Bynum, is that you?" She said, "Yes, it is." She said, "Can I help you? Are you hungry? Do you want something to eat?" She said, "Yes." She said, "I don't have anything, and I don't have any more money on my key card. They just locked me out of my room." She put money on her key card, and also she gave her a meal.
Wow.
That's kingdom. That's kingdom. That's kingdom. That is kingdom. But these religious people, with their religious doctrine, they walk past the woman of God and roll their eyes.
Wow.
You see why Jesus hates religion? But some of y'all been taught religion so much in your life that you walk in it, you live it, you breathe it, but religion can't change a soul. Only the kingdom of God can. I beseech you, brother, to get out of your religious ways and embrace the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Kingdom.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Man.
She was a Caucasian lady that helped Juanita Bynum out, that had piercings and tattoos. We always talking about somebody that got piercings and tattoos. Can't even get delivered from trying to wear a skin-tight skirt to church. But you talking about people tattoos. Religious.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.